Old Route 66 is a major tourist attraction in many communities along the highway, but here you'll find some of the longest stretches of the original road anywhere in the nation. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Some roads are more important than others. Beth Weil says it's one old yet important road that brings people to her area.
We have an original 33 miles of Route 66 that run through Pulaski County.
Having that many miles of the original Mother Road is impressive when it comes to those who love to see and drive a piece of history.
One of the most known locations in Pulaski County is the Devil's Elbow community, and that is home to the Elbow Inn and Barbecue Pit. Which great food there, but it's also a biker bar, but safe for families and things to stop by through the day as they're traveling Route 66.
And when you come to the community of St. Robert, you'll find another unique part of the road's history.
There is an original roadside park located here in St. Robert, and we're currently working on a project for the park. It'll be a Route 66 neon sign park, kind of an outdoor museum, if you will, where we're restoring vintage signs and we'll install them. It'll be free admission.
If you're driving the route from east to west, you'll come next to the county seat of Waynesville.
As you head down the hill into Waynesville, you'll see Frog Rock overlooking the area. And into Waynesville, they have several museums. There's the 1903 Route 66 Courthouse Museum, one of two courthouses located along Route 66 in the state of Missouri. There's the Old Stagecoach Stop Museum.
The county is very proud of its original pieces of Route 66 and the many historic sites that pay tribute to the old highway. Traveling the countryside in Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.